Savitri, Book 10, Canto 4, pages 641 to 642. Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real. There came a slope that slowly downward sank, its lip towards a stumbling gray descent. The dim, hard marvel of the ideal was lost, its crowding wonder of bright, delicate dreams and vague, half-limbed sublimities she had left. Thought fell towards lower levels, hard and tense, it passioned for some crude reality. The twilight floated still, but changed its hues, and heavily swayed the less delightful dream. It settled in tired masses on the air, its symbol colors tuned with duller reds, and almost seemed a lurid mist of day. A straining thought and dire besieged her heart. Heavy her sense grew with the dangerous load, and sadder, greater sounds were in her ears, and through stern breakings of the lambent glare, her vision caught a hurry of driving plains, and cloudy mountains and wide tawny streams, and cities climbed in minarets and towers towards an unavailing changeless sky. Long quays and gods and harbors white with sails challenged her sight a while and then were gone. Amidst them travailed toiling multitudes in ever-shifting perishable groups, a foiled cinema of lit shadowy shapes enveloped in the gray mantle of a dream. Imagining meanings in life's heavy drift, they trusted in the uncertain environment and waited for death to change their spirit scene. A savage din of labor and a tramp, of armored life and the monotonous hum of thoughts and acts that ever were the same, as if the dull reiterated drone of a great brute machine beset her soul. A great dissatisfied rumor like a ghost of the moaning of a loud and quiet sea. A huge, inhuman, cyclopean voice. A Babel builder's song towering to heaven. A throb of engines and the clang of tools brought the deep undertone of labor's pain. As when pale lightning stared tortured sky, high overhead a cloud-rimmed Sirius flared, chasing like smoke from a red funnel driven the forced creations of an ignorant mind. Drifting she saw like pictured fragments flee, phantoms of human thought and baffled hopes, the shapes of nature and the arts of man, philosophies and disciplines and laws, and the dead spirit of old societies, constructions of the Titan and the worm, as if lost remnants of forgotten light. Before her mind there fled with trailing wings, dimmed revelations and delivering words, emptied of their mission and their strength to save, the messages of the evangelist gods, voices of prophets, scripts of vanishing creeds.